This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You're living it. Food, gasoline, housing, just a few of the things that are way more expensive now.
The Labor Department says its consumer price index jumped 8.5% last month from a year earlier, the biggest year-over-year increase since late 1981. Inflation from February to March was up 1.2% compared to 0.8% from January to February. The report is the first to capture the full gas price surge following Russia's Ukraine invasion. That's led to higher transportation costs for goods, which in turn are now more expensive for consumers.
The AP's Sagar Magani reporting. President Biden's trying to lower those prices at the gas pump.
Biden is visiting Corn-rich Iowa to announce he'll suspend a federal rule preventing the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline in the summer. Most gas sold in the U.S. is blended with 10% ethanol. The EPA will issue an emergency waiver to allow widespread sale of 15% ethanol blend that's usually prohibited over the summer because of concerns it adds to smog in higher temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Putin's been talking about his war in Ukraine this morning. He says Russia has withstood the Western blitz of sanctions and says those sanctions will backfire on the West. Western leaders expect his forces to focus on eastern Ukraine now, and they're warning him not to use chemical weapons in Ukraine. Several people were shot this morning at a subway station in Brooklyn, New York, the 36th Street station. No details yet. Police in Iowa have made an arrest in a shooting at a crowded Cedar Rapids nightclub that left two people dead and 10 others injured. 32-year-old Timothy Liddell Rush, charged with second-degree murder. Police say they think one of the victims was a target. This is AP News. The National Urban League is releasing its report on the state of Black America.
The National Urban League says its annual State of Black America report has grim findings this year. This year's Equality Index shows Black people still get only 73.9% of the pie enjoyed by white Americans. There have been gains in economic indicators and measures of health, but Black Americans overall have fallen farther behind whites when it comes to education, social justice, and civic engagement. Median household income at around $43,900 is 37% less than what white Americans earn. Healthcare and life expectancy are also lower. Blacks live about 4 years less than whites. Urban League President Mark Morial says change starts at the ballot box, launching a Reclaim Your Vote campaign. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.